And I'm Olivia.
And welcome to
Did You Do the Reading?
Sorry, Liv, did you do the reading?
Not this week. Did you do the reading?
I did, surprisingly.
Did you?
But because it was a comic sort of reading.
What was it about, though?
The Holocaust. Holocaust.
Whatever it
We're
is.
We're in uni and we can't even pronounce.
It's fine.
It's all right.
It's fine.
So on my private Instagram, I did a Q&A. We were going to do a Q&A, but
yeah.
Liv kind of said we're just going to use them as talking points.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'll probably...
I thought for the first one, it would be good to kind of just see what people want to hear on the podcast.
Yeah.
And then we can... Obviously, it's episode number one. So this is more of a
like
get
intro,
to know you, figure out what we're going to kind of talk about before we take it somewhere. But no, like you said, if you guys that are listening have anything that you want to know or you've got a question about it, send it through. It'll be on the Instagram. There'll be a spot on our website to chuck in suggestions on what you want
guys,
us to talk
we've
about.
We've got a website. We've got a
TikTok, Instagram. We've got it all happening.
Possibly a YouTube. Like, if this goes well.
Yeah, if you guys are interested in seeing us actually talking to each other instead of just the audio, let us know and then we'll start doing it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Ella, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. What do you want to know?
Just what's your major? What are you doing in uni? What's up?
Okay, my major is broadcasting and digital journalism. And my degree is a Bachelor of Media and Communications.
Beautiful. What do you do with yourself? What do you do for work at the moment?
I'm a support worker.
Love. Are you enjoying it?
I love it. I absolutely love it. If I wasn't doing this degree, I would definitely do support work in a degree. I don't know what that would be, though.
It'd be something. Maybe like a TAFE course.
Community. Oh, yeah, it would be a TAFE course, like community services, whatever. And you, Liv, what are you doing?
Well, it just so happens that I'm doing the exact same thing.
What? No
way. I know.
What?
It's a bit of a coincidence. No, so also doing the media and communications degree and then doing a bachelor in broadcasting and digital journalism.
Yeah.
Same.
Have you always wanted to do broadcasting and digital journalism?
Not digital journalism, but definitely same. Broadcasting.
Yeah.
Because I remember, how old was I? I feel like it was like one of those like year four, year five things where like,
that
young. Yeah, well, because my dad knows people in the industry, he like took me to go and see the behind the scenes because as a kid I always loved figuring out how things worked rather than just what they came out to be. So I went to a radio station, Mix 94.5, I'm pretty sure it was, and I sat in with like the breakfast show for like their whole 3-hour show. How old are you in year five?
Year five, you would be...
Like maybe 11?
Like 10, 11.
10, 11?
No, you're 10.
10, 11.
Oh,
either or.
So young.
Yeah, wow, so a bit young. So I knew from then. But then now that I'm doing what I'm doing with Dad on the outside in like more like motorsport media, that's a bit interesting as well. So we'll see how it goes.
No, that's
we'll
cool. see. That's good. See, I didn't even know I wanted to do it till when? Last year.
Did you only figure it out because that's just what you found? Like as a degree?
Because I didn't even know what I wanted to do. So I was just searching on the ECU website. And that's what
so you just picked a random one?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I was inspired because my sister-in-law does it.
Yeah,
and
right.
And it just seems so cool. And there's like loads of job opportunities, especially from the media and communication.
Yeah.
So
that's
if
true.
You guys are not...
not sure what you want to do yet, just have
media
a look.
Media communication, if you love media, it's really boring the first year. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to be like, it's not. There's some classes that are really good, like creativity. That's a really good class.
This is creativity.
Creativity. This is a class we're doing now, well, for the project for. But that's a good class because I feel like that's interesting.
Yeah.
But a couple of the other ones, the first year is definitely, and I've heard other people say, that first year is the hardest one to get through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then once you get to second and third year, it's easier. Oh, I'm sure they try and wean people out.
Yep.
100%. Unless you actually really want to be here, they don't want you here.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
Oh, but then they're also getting our money. Like, they would want us
here. I know. It's a bit of half-half.
Oh, yes.
So some people struggle to find friends at uni in the first year, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, we've now become friends.
Yeah.
Do you remember how we became friends and how we met each other at uni? Because to be honest, now that I'm bringing it up, I'm struggling to figure out the exact moment that it was.
I was sick the first week. I was so stressed. I was like, oh my God, I'm sick the first week of uni. Like, I'm going to fail. And I was messaging, like, the emailing the unit coordinators. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. They're like,
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
So the second week, you were, what class did I meet you? Storytelling and meaning.
Yes, Harrison's class.
Harrison's class. Harrison, if you're watching.
Yeah, Harrison, if you're listening, shout out to Harrison.
He was a chill lecturer. Tutor.
Tutor. He was really good.
So I sat at your table.
Oh, you were there before I walked in with and then, Ruby and Georgia.
Yeah, you guys were like, this girl was at, sat at our table.
Okay. My first thought of you.
Oh, okay.
No. I honestly, because of how you were sitting and like you had like a jumper on, but it was... Was it like a thicker jumper? I don't know. Whatever jumper you were wearing. It was black or something. Whatever jumper you were wearing and the way that you were sitting, I honestly did not think you were 20 or like 19. I thought you were like in like your late 20s.
What? Not-
But that's only because like of how... And like you were in the corner and I just didn't expect you to... And I didn't think that your name was Ella. I thought it was Ava.
I was wearing a puffer.
Yes.
I don't look like an Ava.
No. It's when you like said that your name was Ella because you were really quiet that first day until we tried to like really ramp up the conversation.
Yeah.
We all heard Ava. What were you thinking when... Because we all came and sat on the table that you were at.
Yeah.
So what was going through your head?
I feel like... It was the first week, so I was like, oh, I'm not too bothered about making friends. Like,
because
I'm a shy person.
I was really worried about that, though, making a friend, because I had it in my head that you need to have, like, your group of uni
especially
people.
Especially with this degree.
Yeah.
Because this degree, everyone is very different.
Oh,
or you've got, like, a group of the same people, and then, like...
See, you're all interested in the same thing, but you're completely different people.
But not... We are not really that interested in journalism.
No.
And... Mostly everyone else
is.
Yeah.
So they're all kind of the same personality type where we're more wanting to do this kind of stuff and radio things.
Yeah, and like broadcasting. But obviously we do need to know the journalistic.
It's all helpful. It's all helpful.
But yeah. Okay.
But what advice would you give to someone who's trying to make friends? That's the main thing that we're talking about here. What would you give? What advice?
I would say...
It's a tricky one. It's definitely difficult. It's not easy making friends at uni because everyone... It's not like high school where you're all the same age and you're about to be with each other for six years. You can be with someone for only a semester.
That already has a massive group of friends and they're like, I don't need any more
friends. And a completely different degree as well. And they're in their third year.
Yeah.
So it's a different scope of people.
I would say to talk to as many people
as you can. You just have to be open to talking to them too.
And don't judge a book by its cover.
No.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Oh, so true.
God, what else?
I feel like that's the main thing, though.
Yeah.
You just have to be yourself and just be open to talking to people.
Because uni is so different to high school, like Lib said.
Yeah.
Like, it's so different. And we'll get on to that topic as well.
Yeah.
How different it is to high school. But, yeah, just try to talk to as many people as you can. And that's really it.
Yeah.
Do you want to add anything?
I think that's all you can do, though.
Yeah.
There's really nothing else that you can do. You could all... I wasn't really one of those people who wanted to be a part of, like, the student guild and all of that kind of stuff, which is a good way to meet people, but that's just not the type of person I am. I'm not – no offence to people who love uni, but, like, if I don't need to be here, I'm not going to be here.
I've got work. Mm.
Like, I've got things I need to do.
Yeah.
So I can't be here all the time. So that's a good way to find friends if you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't, you just have to be open to – like, group projects are actually really good for that. If you're in a group project, they're difficult – but get to know the people in your group because you never know when you might need them.
But how would you describe uni in three words to someone? All right, you go first.
Oh, I don't want to say difficult. It's hard.
Oh, definitely difficult is one of mine. I'm going to say difficult.
I feel like you got to put time management in there somewhere, but I don't know how you could describe that. Okay, well, I'll just do like the three things that when you say uni that I think of.
Okay.
It's like difficult... time management and rewarding. Because once you submit that assignment, the feeling of submitting an assignment.
If you guys have Canvas and you get the little confetti.
That is the best feeling ever.
I didn't get any confetti. Oh,
on my broadcasting assignment, I got no confetti. Oh.
Well, the last time I submitted my assignment and I got the confetti, I didn't even feel good about it because it was the worst assignment I submitted, but I passed it, guys. Yeah, not again. Wouldn't do it again. So difficult. What was yours? Difficult time management
and rewarding. Yeah.
Mine would be difficult. No life.
No life? Do you feel like you have no social life because of this? I feel, okay, you know what it is though? I feel like I still have a social life because I put everything so to the last minute. So I just leave it constantly where you feel like you need to like get on top of it.
But I still leave it to the last minute.
I just know that I'm doing it last minute.
I'll be like in bed, right? And I'll have an assignment due the next day and I haven't started. And I'll be like, oh, but it's like, it's too late. So I'll just go to bed. Like I prioritize my sleep. And lots of
I mean, that's fair. They'll
be up all night, but like,
I don't sleep. I'm one of those ones who stays up until four completing something.
Even if I have an energy drink, I cannot.
Can you not?
No. No.
Damn.
Yeah, it's bad.
So just to recap, mine was difficult, time management and rewarding. Ella, yours were?
I didn't even go over mine, did I?
No, I don't think so. All right, I think of three on the spot. You did difficult as well. Yeah.
I'm obviously knowledgeable.
Yeah. Oh, and no life.
No life, but sometimes I do have a life, just not as much as I did before uni. Yeah. So, okay, that one can go in there anyways. No, but, I do want to...
It's a yes and no.
Yeah.
So difficult, those three no for life, now.
It might change. And knowledge. It will change, probably.
The further we go, the easier it'll get.
Yeah. I think, because I want to get...
Okay, so let's give you a little bit of an insight into what we're doing right now. Ella is currently having a absolute freak out because her phone has no storage left. So she's deleting apps right now. So what are we deleting?
Deleted Shein. I meant to do a Shein order for England, but
God, I could do that. You, an England man, you're spending so much money, you're going to have none left over there.
I've not spent like any money.
Yes, you had concerts?
Yeah, but that was
before. Festivals?
Guys, I am a festival and concert person. So I,
the savings are going down the drain, but it's fun.
All right, we'll get there. Deleting 7-Eleven.
Why do you have the 7-Eleven app?
Guys, free, not free petrol, but discounted petrol.
What, really?
Okay, it's actually not discounted. How have you not known
like
this?
Like points. Okay.
No, so.
I don't go to 7-Eleven though.
See, I live right next to 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
When it's a cheap day, you can lock it in your app.
Oh.
And then you can get it for that cheap, cheap
Okay,
price.
Fair enough, fair enough. I'll give you that. Okay, where's your favourite place to eat at the moment on campus? Because I have one, but it's also not great.
Guys, we have like two...
Nowhere.
Three...
Absolutely nowhere. No.
Three places to eat on campus.
Who's going to Chatterbox, though? No one's going into that student lounge. No one's going in there.
It's like Asian food. You can get like noodles, rice.
It looks good on the website.
I tried it the other week and I felt sick afterwards, so I'm never
going
again.
So I'm not going in there either.
So we have Chatterbox, which is like...
In
kind
the
like
student lounge.
Walk in a box.
Walk in a box vibes. Yeah,
we've got
this
cafe. What's it called?
Cafe 10.
Cafe 10.
Because it's near
like
block 10. It's got muffins and stuff.
Is that
right? I really love the katsu chicken from there, though.
It looks disgusting. The katsu chicken looks disgusting.
She doesn't like it, but I like it, and that's all that matters. It
looks disgusting.
Someone at dance said that it tastes like, not tastes like, smells like hospital food.
Yes!
And because I go in there and it, like, stinks up the whole of dance, they're like, what on earth are you doing?
Hospital food.
It tastes so good, though. You can't knock it till you try it, but your opinion's fine. It's all right.
I'm never trying
And then you've got Grindhouse.
Grindhouse.
Which is my favourite out of the three, but... Ridiculous.
Overpriced. Does have good food.
It changes. It changes too much.
You know what it reminds me of? We've spoken about this before, but you guys need to know. If you've watched The Next Step, it
reminds me of
the cafe in The Next Step, guys. That dancing show.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love that show.
Like it's got like.
I love it.
Like the what is it called? The juice. You know what everyone drinks out of the juice.
No.
What?
The juice boxes?
No, the...
A juice what?
No, just like what the drinks are in, the cups.
Yeah.
The paper cups is just like...
Yeah, right, kinda, right.
I don't know. Yeah. I can talk while I'm doing this.
You cannot multitask. You've tried multitasking twice now.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. Multitasking. I cannot multitask at all.
I'm pretty good at multitasking, I feel. You're doing not too bad of a job now.
Yeah, okay. I'm deleting all my large attachments in my phone, guys, just to record reels for yous.
For use. Good input.
Sometimes I think, why am I in uni?
Oh,
okay,
same.
Actually, let's bring that topic up. I always said to myself, I'm not going to uni.
Really?
I always thought I wasn't good enough.
No, see, I'd always had my sights set on uni.
Oh, that's good.
I was one of those people who had like that 10-year plan. if you know what I mean.
10-year
plan. Well, not like a 10-year plan. I guess it's like a 5-year plan, if that makes more sense.
And what was your 5-year plan?
Well, I knew that I wanted to go like through the ATAR pathway, which I did, but it didn't end up working out.
Oh, you did ATAR in school?
Yeah, but I only did 3, so I didn't actually get an ATAR score. Yeah.
Oh, just to add in there, if you are someone wanting to go to uni but you don't want to do ATAR,
you don't have to.
Do a TAFE course. That is what I did.
Well, I did the uni prep program because of my ATAR score, and it was the best thing that I could have done to get into uni.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of people that, like, did ATAR and then I did with them in school who have now dropped out of uni because it was too difficult and it was too intense and too much of a jump. Mm-hmm. And they were doing, like, one of the guys was doing counterterrorism. I'm pretty sure he's still in it. But then a couple of the other girls who were wanting to be, like, marine biologists and stuff. Oh, obviously, difficult things.
Yeah.
Which you'd think you'd need to go to uni for. Yeah. But if you do uni prep, most of those courses you only need a 70 ATAR.
Yeah.
And if you do and you really work hard in uni prep, you can get up to an 80 in ATAR, like an 80 ATAR score. And that's what I did. And then now
I'm a slow person. Uni prep gives you an ATAR?
Pretty much, yeah. It gives you the equivalent of an ATAR score.
Oh, right.
So you can't get into like nursing and stuff.
Yeah.
But for like this, you need a 70 ATAR and then all the equivalent, which is like your TAFE certificates and all that kind of stuff. So it's the equivalent.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty
So good. I felt so more well-versed in everything to do with uni. Sophia, she did a uni prep course as well, and she said the exact same thing.
See, I wish I did uni prep.
It's so good. But I didn't really know about helpful.
It, and I kind of was just like, all right, I just want to get into it now. And I feel like I did have a lot of prep. I don't know if my family's listening. Had a lot of pressure. Like, I had a massive mental breakdown. I think it was because obviously we started uni mid-year.
Yeah.
And I was meant to go to uni at the start of the year, but I had no idea what I wanted to do. Because you
graduated a whole year before I did.
Yeah. So I graduated 2021 and Liv graduated 2022. So I was already like, what, 2 years?
A year and a half
out. A year and a half out of high school and had no idea what I wanted to do. And I am, like, very grateful my family did pressure me and Finn, my partner, because now I'm here and I do love uni. Like, it is cool, even though it has its...
I'm definitely not ready to stop learning, and we've also had that conversation.
Mm.
The assignments, I could get rid of those tomorrow.
Oh.
But the learning aspect is good. Hold on.
In our degree... What don't we have?
There's no exams.
No exams.
That was the best news when we figured that out. Us two, I just remember being in that lecture theatre and we just looked at each other and we're like, are you joking? So we get a whole extra 3 weeks of our break.
Yep.
Because we don't need the study week. There's no 2 weeks of exams. And it takes so much pressure off. Because we've got 3 more assignments left for all of our courses. And then we're done.
You only have 3 assignments left.
Oh, you've got criminology. How many do you have in that?
2.
You got 2 more.
I will have to look at my calendar, but I've got 6 more assignments to do.
No, I've only got 1 more for the PR I'm doing. That's insane.
I'm pretty sure.
And we've 6. Only got 3 weeks left, not even.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You got 3. Far out.
Go ahead.
So speaking of no exams, right? We had no idea. We figured it out for ourselves.
No idea about what?
That we didn't have exams. There's so many things about uni that you don't know.
Yes.
Like us being able to use this room, for example.
Yeah. So
had no idea that we could do this.
Did we tell them that we're in a radio room
right now? Yeah.
Yeah. So we're in at, what do you say we're at? ECU Mount Lawley. Not True Delight. Yeah. Such a smaller campus, which I kind of like. Going off topic again.
Yeah.
We have a whole... Because they do a postgraduate broadcasting and journalism course here. So they have a whole building
dedicated to radio. To it.
So we're in a radio newsroom right now, which is so cool. And we had no idea
that we were able to use it. Which is the other thing,
yeah. Accommodating.
Oh, they were great. They were fantastic. Yeah. But we would have had no idea. It's the same thing. If someone told me that I should have waited or done, because like I said earlier, did the uni prep program. You can do a summer program, so straight out of high school, you do a 6-week
course. Oh, you told me about that, yeah.
I should have done that because starting mid-year was the worst decision of my life. Yep. It is horrible.
Yep.
So if you're listening and you're thinking about uni, do not do mid-year. Yeah. You need to start at the beginning.
Depends on your degree. It might actually work. No. Maybe it's just
I don't think
uni.
It would. I don't know. I think guys, just let us know. General.
If you have started uni during mid-semester and it's affected your studies, let us know, because it's definitely affected ours.
It's been really difficult.
So confusing.
If you're interested in us talking about that and explaining why it's been so difficult,
and why not, let us know
and we'll talk about it and we'll give you the rundown.
Mm-hmm.
But the main gist is that it's just made everything backwards.
Yeah.
We started at in a semester two, and now we've gone back to a semester one that I should have done while I was at uni prep if I was already in it. And it's for the rest of the 3 years that we're here, we're giving ourselves a fourth year of being here by doing it backwards and graduating in the middle of the year.
It's horrible. And just to add, our degree is totally changing as well.
Yeah, that's also not handy.
So,
yeah. And also moving to the city campus, possibly.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but by the time we finish, it's probably not going to be even...
Yeah, I don't know. So there's lots of things going on at the moment. So if you're interested, next episode, we can talk more about some things that we're not completely happy with at the moment.
Yeah.
But there's lots of other things to love.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
What's something that you love about uni then? Like, give us an answer then.
I have to think
give us
about
an answer.
That.
First thing that I pops think, into your brain.
Okay. The knowledge.
Yeah. Like, yeah, okay. 100%.
And also the vocabulary. Vocabulary.
Oh, my, yeah, good word. Good word. Vocabulary. Vocabulary. No, that's not it. Vocab. Your vocab.
Okay, yeah, the vocab.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Okay, still this year, I'm like, I'll be sitting in class and someone will say a word. I'll be like, what?
Is that
what did they just say?
Yeah. Like, sometimes I feel really dumb in class, but I'm really good at.
She is a professional yapper. Liv is a professional yapper.
If I get asked a question, I'm pretty good at coming up. Not like I already know it. It's I'm not coming up with the answer on the spot, but I'm really good at articulating what I'm thinking.
Yes, we have one lecturer tutor who would be like, I think everyone has this at uni where they'll be like, no judgment, like, ask any question, it'll be right. And then, like, you say something, you're like, no,
that's wrong. Yeah.
And then you're just, like, sitting there in class, like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, pretty
like,
much.
It's embarrassing.
But no, sometimes I would pull out something pretty good for that class.
Yeah, you're good at that.
Every
and
now and then.
Be, like, I'll just be sitting there, like, oh my God, Olivia, what do I say? Okay, let's be real. I have zero motivation. Okay, that's a lie. I do have some motivation.
A little bit.
But. Not as much as I really should have motivation.
You come into the beginning of every semester being like, okay, this time I'm going to do my assignments on time. Well, like, we get them done on time, but, like, when start them early, get them finished early, it never ends
buy
up like that.
A pencil case.
Get a USB.
Yeah.
So many things you don't end up getting.
I have not even used that USB and it's
gone.
No. I don't know
where they're gone. But anyway, regardless, I don't think I've got any either. I just wake up in the morning and I just sit in bed and I'm like, gosh, I'm so glad that this year all of our classes are afternoon classes.
Oh,
otherwise,
okay,
I could
sorry.
Not cope.
Let's just
could
add
not
there.
Cope.
I live an hour away from uni.
Yes. Yes.
You live how long?
25 minutes.
25 minutes. I'm an hour away.
Yeah.
Oh, just to add in them, just to prove how many like south of Perth students don't go to this uni.
Yeah.
I was in, what class was it?
Communicating ideas. Yeah.
At the start of the semester. And we had to split into two sides of the room. And
it was that get-to-know-you activity, hey?
Yeah, lives north of Perth, south of Perth?
Yeah.
I was the only one on the other side of the room for south
of
Perth.
In a group of, like, 25 people, too. Like, it wasn't a small class.
More, yeah, like,
at least
30 people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was the only one. And everyone was kind of, like, looking at me like, oh, what?
Yeah. Why did you choose to come up here? Surely there's something closer to
because
you.
Because this is the only, I think, UWA do this degree.
Yeah, right.
But I think ECU, like, kind of specialises in this degree.
Yeah, yeah.
And because, again, my sister-in-law went to this uni for the degree.
Okay, well, that's fair then.
And it is a good uni. Like, it's a nice small campus. Like,
yeah, Mount Lawley especially, yeah. But anyway, do you reckon you'd be more motivated if it was closer to you? Because, like, I'm only 25 minutes away, like you said earlier.
I would.
And I still feel like I've got no motivation.
No, I think I would. Well, I say that, but maybe if I was in that situation, I wouldn't be. But I feel like I would because, like, it just takes so long to get here. Leaving, like, say, like, if I had a class at, like, what, 9 or something, which I don't, luckily, I'd have to, like, wake up at, like, 6.
Well, I used to have a class back last year that started at, like, 8 in the morning. If you had a class at 8 in the morning, there's no way you're getting here on time.
Yeah.
From an hour away. And the other thing too,
when I did childcare, I'd be waking up at 5 a.m. like.
Oh well, that's not that bad then. Mm. But the other thing is the cancellation of classes.
That yeah. has been a problem this year.
For lots of different mm-hmm. units. Oh, like, not one specifically, just across the board.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, if you need to cancel, you need to cancel. Like, I totally get it. Like, most of the time the tutorials still go on.
Yeah.
But where's the notice?
Yeah,
It's like an hour before and you would already be here I would be just about to leave.
I pulled into the car park.
Yeah.
Read an email that just got sent straight away as soon as I pulled the car park.
Yeah.
Cancelled.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you fucking for real? Because now I have to leave and it's peak hour traffic.
Yeah.
That's like an extra half an hour to get home, so an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a problem. Thing,
because I come, but I try and do...
We're paying for this.
Yeah, I know. And that's the other thing, money with it, is that I'm at work in most mornings before I come to uni mm-hmm. in the afternoon.
Yep.
So I leave work, have a shower, get changed, blah, 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 about to get in the car and then get the thing. And it's like...
Yeah.
It's now too late for me to go back to work.
Also, no hate to Andrew because
he no, did Andrew's that the great. Other week,
but yeah, you're great.
It sounds like we're just saying that to yeah. say that. That was understandable, but no, there's been other times. Mind,
like he's going to be listening to this, and he did that the other week. But
that's probably, fine because yeah. that's once in a blue yeah, moon. That was but the there's time. Other classes, like not even specifically this semester, but last semester, it was always the same take, always the same person.
Yeah.
Constantly,
mm-hmm.
which if you've got stuff on, you've got stuff on. But I think what has been unfortunate for us, which you'd think would be a benefit, is that we've got the lecturer as our tutorial teacher. So if you're yeah. not at uni, you've got something called a lecture and then you've got your tutorial after.
Yep.
Your lecture usually goes for about 2 hours and then you have an hour tute. Sometimes it's swapped around and you've got a 1 hour lecture and a 2 hour tutorial like I've got for PR.
That's much better.
It is long. I prefer having the longer tutorial because it's more specific.
2 hour lecture, I don't know.
It's hard. It's intense. Lecture,
they have to like say a lot.
Yeah.
So it just. Gets I don't so take anything boring.
In. No. I lose. I get half an hour into
but
it.
But in a tutorial, easily. Like I easily can.
Well, because you're in a closer vicinity.
Exactly.
But we've had the same tutorial and lecture teacher.
We're so lucky, like, not everyone gets that.
Yeah. So that's helpful because most of the time they're the ones who are, you know, marking things. They should know the content.
Yeah.
One of the best if they're the lecturer. So that's been helpful. But that's meant that this year for multiple classes that our tutorial has been cancelled but other people's tutorials haven't been, which has not been great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it comes with its pros and cons, mm-hmm. but I still think I prefer to have the lecturer as my tutorial teacher, which we've really lucked out on over the last year.
Besides broadcasting.
Besides broadcasting.
But we basically had it for
every unit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. Well, what about, your elective is online, but even my elective, I've got the lecturer
as
my tutorial teacher.
So yeah, it's definitely better. So when
he's also named Andrew.
Oh, another Andrew.
When
you are enrolling in your units and like your, what it's called is activities, like which is the times and the classrooms, it doesn't show, I don't think, for our, when we're enrolling in our units, it doesn't show the names.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
So we've literally locked out. We're just locked out,
yeah.
So we're pretty lucky.
Oh, that's another thing though. ChatGPT, I know you're not meant to use it. But sometimes when you don't
it's
get...
It's a tool.
ChatGPT
is a tool.
I don't use it to write my stuff for me, but to break down how to write something.
It's so
because
good.
Some of the exemplars make no sense.
Yeah.
And that's what's unfortunate is that people don't use it for that reason.
Yeah.
They use it to write.
Kmart's calling me, guys.
What is that?
I still work at Kmart.
Like, do you?
Every once in a while, I'll do
Well, give it an answer.
No, we're not calling Kmart.
On the podcast, 100%.
No.
Yeah, go on, type it on the mic.
It's not allowed. Like,
yes, it is.
All right, it's done.
It's gone now. ChatGPT. People use it for the wrong reasons, but if you don't want people to use it, give me a better exemplar. Explain how to do the activity better. Because sometimes you've just got no idea.
Also, what is with the big words?
Yeah.
Like, I know it's a university.
This is what I've been saying.
You can simplify it for us.
In PR at the moment, the way that things are being explained so that she's not, like explaining it to us and giving us the answer. Mm. I've been saying to my group of people, it's like, give me the pleb words. Yeah. Like, make it sound like a pleb language. Because I don't understand it. And I don't have time to go and look up every single word.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a big problem. But they're never going to change. They always want to confuse us. They do it on purpose. All right.
That's what it feels like, hey. For this one, you need to trust. I reckon if we get really sick of uni, mm-hmm. we could just go on a reality TV show. Think about it.
Which one, though? Which one?
It doesn't matter. Because I've said this leading all the way up until getting into uni. So, like, year 12, this was my answer to basically everything, right? So, if you think about it, if you've got a lineup of people, so we want to go, well, I'm not sure if that's what you want to do, but I want to be, like, on the radio presenting or producing a show. But let's go presenting, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do.
Yep.
Getting lots of skills here, that's fantastic. However, if you have a lineup of three people, you've got myself, a 24-year-old uni student who has all of the qualifications that you need and is the most qualified out of the three.
Yep.
You've then got an ex-football player.
Yeah.
From either the Eagles or Freo or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got a reality TV star from The Bachelor or Big Brother or Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
Out of those three, who do you reckon is the least likely to get the job? Me. The 24-year-old uni student. So I'm sitting here paying thousands and thousands of dollars to get a higher education, enjoying it, and it's definitely giving me good skills. However, is that actually going to get me the job? Probably not.
And the amount of people that are doing this degree, like, it's a very...
So competitive.
Like, think about the amount of people that are going to graduate at the same time.
Oh, so many. But there's, like, at least 40 kids just in our class alone.
Yeah, and they're already better than us.
Yeah, it's really bad. You know, it's fine. It's fine.
What reality TV show would you go on? See, I want to, maybe, I would love to work on Love Island. Like, how cool would that be?
Work on it?
Yeah, not be on it. Work on it.
No.
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 I could be
that would be so irritating.
Maya Jama. You know Maya Jama, the host?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, well, even that, though, like, if she wanted to come off and then do a radio show, she would be given one because you would get people watching her or
but
listening
to
her.
I'm pretty sure, I'll have to check, Maya Jama did a degree or some sort
possibly.
Of...
Possibly. There are a couple people that have done that. There are a couple of people who have done that. But the only other... it's like, for example, Abby Chatfield. Do you know who she is?
Oh, yeah.
She's got a podcast and she... only just recently stopped doing it, but she had her own radio show for about 2 years. So she only does podcasts now.
Oh.
But she had a radio show for 2 years.
Yeah.
On Mix. So she didn't even win The Bachelor. It wasn't even The Bachelorette where she was the main person.
Was on The Bachelor?
She was on The Bachelor.
Oh, is that how she
That's how she's become famous and got what she's done. This is what I'm talking about. This
reality
is what I'm talking
TV,
about.
Though. I would not put myself through that. I wouldn't. Actually,
you'd put yourself through to get a job,
say,
though.
Celebrity, get me out of here! But
you've got to be a celebrity.
I could not. Oh, you have to be a celebrity.
You've got to be a celebrity for one.
And you have to eat frogs and stuff.
Can't do that. No.
Have you seen? There's a big thing going on about frogs and celebrity. Get me out of here. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, like protests, animal protests, like it's cruelty. Yeah.
Really? Because of the eating trials.
Because they do kill a lot of animals.
They're in the bush, though. They're basically already dead.
Controversial.
No. Anyways. It's just nature.
Yeah.
Nature's not controversial. It happens.
A
it's a circle
of
life.
Frogs won't hurt, hey?
No. Do you know how many are out there? Tons.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what I'm saying. So, both of our picks for who would actually get the job, it would not be us who's most qualified.
Mm.
So that's the other thing. Do I just stop taking it now? Like, just stop doing uni now and start working my way up? Because I'm still going to have to get
working your way up, start applying to reality TV shows?
No. Like, actually at, like, radio stations where I want to go.
Actually, I've seen this girl on TikTok.
Yeah, when we finish uni, when we graduate, we're still going to have to be and start at a low-level job and work our way up. But if I start working my way up now, let's say I dropped out and you stayed in.
Mm.
By the time that you finish uni, I will be, hopefully... be at a job that's higher than what you would be able to get to because you've still got to start from the bottom. You know what I mean?
But then there's also, because we're not doing the post-grad, are we actually going to get anywhere without doing the post-grad?
You'd hope so. You'd hope so.
But most people, people in our class, I reckon they're going to be doing the post-grad.
It's $35,000.
$35,000 to do the post-grad.
To do, and guess it's a certificate. You do get a a degree, it's a certificate.
It's just a certificate?
Yep. And you have to have a degree to get said certificate. I've looked this up because I thought that I wanted to do more specific. Like, yeah. It's ridiculous. So it's either, we have three options. Quit uni now and go on a reality TV show. Stay at uni and work a low-level job and work our way up.
You need to, she needs
to. Or three, pay whatever we're paying now and then pay $35,000 extra to get a little bit more qualified. They're not great options.
But you need to think positive.
You're like, I try. Work a low-level job. I really try.
You never know.
I'm being realistic, though.
Be positive. Be positive.
Yeah, but you've got to be realistic.
Yeah, you do, but...
Okay, so by the time that this podcast goes up, we should have the Instagram running, the TikTok running, the website running. You're doing most of the social media stuff. So if you've got a specific question for Ella, send it through on the socials.
Yes.
If you've got a question for me, send it through on the website. That should be up. Or both. Send it anywhere. I don't think we'll have an email up and running or anything, but social media for now, definitely send it through there. If you've got any questions, or just even if you've got a story, have you seen on those other podcasts where you read out stories? Yes, if you've got a hilarious uni story, send it through.
That would be fun.
Let us know. Let us react to it. This course change that's happening as well. Delve a bit deeper into that.
Do they want to know? Do you guys want to know?
I don't know. Do you?
Do you want to know about our course change? Because
They're getting rid of it. That's basically all we have to say to see whether you're interested. Yeah. Our degree, no longer. We're 1 year in, and next year, it won't be a thing.
Yep.
So if you want to know more about that,
yeah,
send us through a question. Or if you've been through that in the past, let us know.
Because we're so confused.
We're struggling. We don't know what to do. But that's okay. I think
that's another reason why we've been like, no motivation.
We're being too realistic. But it's okay, we have hope.
They don't tell us anything.
No.
Like, you literally found out yourself that the degree was changing. We didn't even get told.
We probably did, but...
Did we?
I don't know. I don't remember being told. I found out through somehow. What did you find out? I don't know. I went digging. I was looking for something else. But anyway. All right. Last thing that we need to do.
What?
Are you doing the rating for next week? Are you going to do the reading?
For creativity?
For anything. For every class. Are you going to... Okay. Well, creativity, we're 100% obviously going to be doing the reading for creativity. 100%. We always do the reading for creativity. Andrew, if you're listening.
It's in the contract.
It's in the contract that we did at the beginning of semester. So, for classes other than creativity, are you doing the reading next week, Ella?
No.
No?
It's literally 2 weeks. Next week will be 2 weeks till the semester's end.
That's fair.
I am not doing the reading.
See, I want to say that I want to be optimistic. But realistically, am I?
No.
Probably not.
There's no way.
Probably not.
And they have to understand we are
packed. There's lots on. Like, there's lots on. But you know what?
Like a 20-page reading.
It's okay.
That just...
We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Listening to
Did You Do the Reading
with Ella and Olivia, and we'll see you next time.
See you then.
Bye.